An area landmark and one-time Hollywood film set, the 400 Market has continued to thrive over its 36 years of history. Whether in good or bad times, the market always seems to have something to offer its shoppers, no matter their income. We have always felt that the 400 Market is recession-proof. When the economy is thriving, people would visit the market for its unique products. When the economy is tougher, there is no better place to find the lowest prices in town, said Scott Saunders, general manager at the market. But one change Saunders has noticed over the years is the diversity and sophistication of the merchandise sold. Originally, he said, the market sold mainly crafts and used items, but now with the rising costs of running a storefront location, there are many merchants eager to sell new products. These new retailers and products, mixed in with the ambience of the original market with its personal service, create an always changing and exciting experience for our customers, Saunders explained. He notes that as consumer demands shift, merchants quickly adapt their product offerings just as fast. Over time, we had to offer computers, then laptops, and then the massive demand with cell phones had us see cellular merchants with accessories and repairs. At the same time, Scott comments on the prospect of old styles returning to the mainstream. Everything old is new again as we now see a resurgence in crafts with young artists, jewelry designers, and the popularity of vintage clothing. The 400 Market is not just a place to save money but to create memories, he said. Many families stop there on the way up to the cottage. Now with children of their own, adults remember coming with their parents when they were kids. Not to mention the relationships formed over the years with the vendors, he added. Saunders notes there are still a handful of merchants that have been around since the beginning. 90% of the retailers have 10 or more years with us, keeping our turnover rate very low. There is a real sense of community and family atmosphere that the retailers have with each other. Famous faces who have passed through the market doors at some point in time include Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell, and Tori Spelling. One time, the market played a small part in A Beginner's Guide to Endings, a Hollywood movie scene starring Harvey Keitel and Scott Caan. About half of all the visitors to the 400 Market are from outside a 50-mile radius, Saunders said. Through the years, the market became a landmark on the highway, a shopping destination, and then designated as an Ontario tourism destination, which draws people from Toronto to Sudbury. Those customers make the drive again and again due to the friendliness of the 500 retailers, selling items that are new to consumers and products that they cannot find anywhere else, Saunders said. Saunders also believes that the atmosphere inside the market has evolved along the way. For some people, it is the place to bring visitors from out of town, or their friends. For others, it's a family tradition to spend time in an environment that is fun for everyone, he explained. Starting this year, the market is hosting space for live music every weekend through a partnership with the Indie Distributors, a platform that provides performance opportunities to independent and emerging artists. As for the merchants, the market is home to a wide range of vendors, from young entrepreneurs to people with disabilities, and everyone else in between. It is the support of our customers that creates opportunities for the merchants, as their support of local businesses is instrumental in putting food on the table for a family, or sending a son or daughter off to college and/or university, Saunders said. The 400 Market started in 1986 as a flea and farmer's market, and since then, it has increased threefold to its present-day size of 105,000 square featuring the market sells nearly everything from diamonds to donuts. The 400 Market is open year-round every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The market also houses an antique mall that is 30,000 square featuring and runs 7 days a week, all year-round, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.